Hey, this podcast replay is brought to you by VSS West Pines, your one-stop shop for any and all vape and smoke shop needs. When knowledge counts, call 954-613-3367 or visit on social media at VSS West Pines.
SpaceX launch today at 4:33. I know. You know, I was going to tell you something. I thought about it last night, and I was going to call you. I was going to call you and tell you, come here early today and we do the show from like 7 to 10. Then we take off to Cape Canaveral to go see SpaceX take off.
You know what? Because we haven't had a road trip since UFO.
But we won't.
What my answer would have been?
Yes. Because we wouldn't have like been with anybody.
No,
we would have just gone in the car, go see the launch, and
do
then
our
drive
usual
right back.
Get out, maybe put some gas in the car,
right?
You know, gloves,
it.
Blah. I got
I always have my gloves anyways, even before this.
I'm using my mechanic gloves, and I have my Lysol 99 kill fabric spray that I put on it every time.
I've never done that, I've never gone to Cape Canaveral for a launch.
The closest I've been, obviously, you know, I was living up in Martin County.
Right, yeah.
And I had just pulled up. That's when I was working those three part-time jobs.
Well, you're probably close enough to see it there.
Bro, I run into Halsey and Griffith, okay, my office supply delivery place, and everybody's like coming out. I'm like, what are they? It's like the Challenger. Oh, my God. I run and punch in, come out. We're standing in front and watch the Challenger, bro. Yeah. Man. I'm getting goosebumps right now. It's just like.
Yeah, I remember
it just,
that day.
Yeah, man. Wow.
I remember that day.
That was,
yeah. I wanted to go
but
see
to
that.
Be there.
Wouldn't that have been cool?
Because we had the contract. My uncle Steve and company. We had the contract up in Cocoa Beach.
Yeah.
And the guys would talk about if it's the right rock. You know, man, you could feel it, and it just. Right. You know, I mean, the ground.
This is Elon Musk's rocket. Because it's the first private rocket.
Is he sending another Tesla car with the little spaceman in?
No, I don't think there's no Tesla car this time around. Yeah. But the first privately owned crew spacecraft is going up the Falcon 9 tonight.
What time?
Today. Somebody put, what time did you guys put? 4:33, I think somebody put. Super Boom Shack says SpaceX launch today at 4:33. So, I mean, I'll be watching it. Dennis Akers says, I live about 20 minutes from Nassau. You lucky bastard. Damn it. I'm up here in Melbourne. It won't go up today. It's pouring up here. Oh, really? Oh, wow.
Are we in play for tomorrow?
Alan D says, it's lightning pretty bad here today. I would not waste the trip. It's unlikely launch today. All right.
Are we in play? Wait.
Oh, no, but we have.
We got field trips.
We got field trips. And we got the broadcast tomorrow. So we can't. Although we could go a little earlier to Toyota. I mean, I don't think they would mind if it's at 4, all we need is, what, 2 hours to get to, 2.5 hours, 3 hours to get to Cape Canaveral?
From Lauderdale?
Yeah, from Hollywood?
Yeah, maybe three and a half.
I don't think it's that long, 3.5, really?
Yeah, man. They're past Melbourne.
Yeah. You're right. It'll probably be 3 hours. Okay, so if we leave at noon, you're there at 3. If it takes off at 4, we got plenty of time.
So start at 9?
Yeah. You know, that might be something. We could do that tomorrow. We could do a earlier broadcast, a special broadcast tomorrow.
Straight up to do anything, to just do something. Because, you know, what have we been doing? Work and home.
That's it.
The only place I go is maybe a drive-through and the gas station to put gas in the car.
Alan D says closer to 3 hours. I'd go to Miami pretty often. Okay. So there you go. So if we're in Hollywood, it's 2:45. Okay.
You let me know, man. I'm game.
Well, I won't let you know until we find out today what happens if they take off or not. And then we got to find out when they reschedule tomorrow, what time do they reschedule? Because I don't even know. Will they reschedule again late in the afternoon? Why would you You know what? Now that I think about it,
I would take the afternoon out of play with thunderstorms and go at 8, 9 o'clock at night.
No, or the morning. It should have been a morning flight.
No, but you could have morning showers. It does happen.
But it's a better chance to take off in the morning than it is in the afternoon in Florida.
But this is your first blah. You want to, man, put it at night. Let us see that red, orangey, fiery
but
ball.
Afternoon in Florida in the summer is. You're dead in the water, bro.
Exactly. That's why I'm saying make it at 8, 9 o'clock at night. It'll even be more spectacular.
Yeah, but then we get home late.
Like we've
it's about
never,
us, bro, like not about them.
Like we've never done that before. Doing Tampa up and back on a concert night and getting in here at 5 in the morning.
I got it. I'm telling you, man, I really would like to go see the shuttle take off. I think that would be a really cool thing to do. So we'll see.
I'm in.